Well, I've been spending the morning with Paralympian Sophie Christensen, who came back from Beijing with 2 gold and 1 silver in para dressage, which is absolutely sort of fantastic. You've also trusted me with your horse this morning because I've been riding him, and what a dream he is.
Yeah, I mean, a horse down by Skate, owned by the Paralympic Dressage Training Trust. And he's just awesome. He could like put anyone on him when he's looked after them. He's such a gentleman. He did a really good job.
Oh no, he was so kind. Now I've looked at, you know, the videos of you riding in the Olympics, and obviously it's the dream of any athlete to compete at that kind of level. When you were 6 years old and you first sat on a pony, you went along to an RDA session, did you sense then that this was going to be a very special sport for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved horses from the moment I got on. I just found they gave me so much freedom, and I've always been quite sporty as well. And when I was younger, I looked up to Tanny Gray Thompson and thought, I really want to win a Paralympic gold medal. I didn't know what sport at that age, but when I found that para dressage existed, I thought, right, I've got a sport that I've got a good chance of succeeding at. And it just went from there, really.
And standing next to you, we've got your trainer, Clive. Now, obviously, you have to work with athletes in a very special way here because, yes, they have different disabilities and you have to take that on board. But at the same time, you've got to get the very, very best out of them as athletes.
Absolutely. I'm afraid I don't do sympathy at all. I'm the most unsympathetic coach you could find, because we believe very much in ability and ability to be the best, and you have to work very hard to be the best. So there are times when you are tough, there are times when you cajole, there are times when you bully, there are also times when you back off and support and do the nice stuff as well. It is about ability and quality of the work for first and foremost.
And it's very complicated, isn't it, because you've got to find horses which have got the ability, you know, all of the technical ability, because they've got to be, obviously, world-class horses. And with that, you goes a bit of an attitude with a horse. But at the same time, they've got to sense that they can't mess about so much.
Attitude is all important. They have to have that wow factor. I don't mind them having attitude. It's my job and Sophie's job to channel that attitude in the correct way so that positive stuff comes out from that. That slight cheekiness, if you like.
Now, what was it like, you know, when you went into that arena at Beijing? Because, you know, obviously it's massive. There are all sorts of distractions. How did it feel?
Yeah, I mean, we worked very hard. Well, Clive did, walking Fresco around the arena before I went and competed. So we got used to the atmosphere and all the weird plants and the big screen. And when I just went in, I just thought, right, this is my chance to show the world what I can do. So I just went out there and did it, really.
And it must have been a fantastic moment for you, Clive, because obviously you're standing at the side of the arena or you're in the audience and your heart must be in your mouth.
Yeah, there are some horrendous shots. I tend to go into the arena for safety, so I'm very close to Sophie outside the arena. There are some shots. After all these years of working with Sophie, I still can't watch her do a test particularly, and there are shots of me in tears because it is just the most incredible feeling. It really is.